The Yungaru community sits on the banks of the Fitzroy River in WA's Kimberley region. Until recently, the community was plagued with many of the issues faced by small, remote outposts, drinking, drug abuse and the like. But Yungaru has seen a remarkable turnaround in an incredibly short space of time, thanks in part to an all-female council and one husband and wife team determined to make a difference. Daniel Butler has the story.
Noonkamba Station is a 170,000-hectare cattle farm in the Kimberley. At its southern tip on the banks of the Fitzroy River is the Yungaru community. Native title was awarded to the community in 2007. There are around 500 people living in Yungaru. They're employed by the station, work in health and aged care, and also at the local school. Until 18 months ago, Yungaru struggled with many of the issues facing isolated communities around the country.
It was really bad at that time.
This is Judy Mulligan, a local community member. She saw firsthand how tough life was, especially for the young people in Yungaru.
We had alcohol coming in, drugs, and violence as well.
The community was facing something of a crisis. Crime rates were high, domestic violence common, and school attendance was poor. In desperation, they reached out for help.
Christine and I were invited out in July of 2017.
This is Chris Wilkin. He's the CEO of the Yungaru Association.
To come out and assist community, have government money reinstated, and to help the community find permanent staff to work in the community once all funding was reinstated.
At the time they were asked for their help in readministering the economic management of the community, Yungaru was facing its most severe issues. I asked Chris why they chose to go to a struggling community.
Well, it was country talking to us, actually, Daniel. Christine and I were sitting on our farm and we got the call from community. I'd actually worked in community for in different communities for 25 years and had taken a break from it. But we got the call from the people of Yungaru asking for our assistance, and initially we said, well, yeah, we could come out and help you out for 3 to 4 months, but we have our own farm and we need to get back for harvest. And they said, no, please come out and help us. We really, really need your help.
Chris and his wife, Christine, say that despite the community's troubles, the decision to help was an easy one.
Yeah, Christine and I had only a brief talk and decided it's the people of Yungaru. I'd been out here previously before. Christine had been out here once before. So we thought, no, we really want to go out there and help them. We knew that they were in desperate need. So we packed our suitcases and jumped in the car and drove up here as quickly as we could.
From this point, the community decided to take matters into their own hands. A council of 7 community members, all female, all Indigenous, created a set of bylaws to govern the community. Chris details some of the offences banned.
So your bylaws, Judy, is no grog.
Yeah, yeah.
No ganja. Mm. No arguments.
Mm.
No speeding and driving recklessly.
Yeah, yeah.
Judy and the council have enforced a strict code for breaches of these offences.
Well, they got, we give them warning letter out to them for 3 months.
First warning
and second warning, then if they do keep going doing bad things. So if they get the third one, they remove from the community for 3 months.
The statistics speak for themselves. Crime is down dramatically, as are reports of domestic abuse, and school attendance is way up. Since the introduction of the laws and the punishment of temporary expulsion from the community, Judy says life has improved dramatically.
Yeah, it is really, and I'm really proud now. a lot of things has been changed in this community, and I'm really proud for it. And a lot of these people in this community saying, yeah, you know, everything's really settled down for what we had before, you know, violence and all that, but now the people are happy and, you know, non-violence. Kids at school, yeah.
For their part, Chris and Christine have no plans to leave the Yungara community.
Yes, we're not going anywhere soon, that's for sure. Besides a bit of annual leave, but we're like Judy and the council, we're committed to community and really want to be a part of their future growth.
Chris Wilkins, CEO of the Yungara Association, ending that report by Daniel Butler.